The situation is catastrophic for the region's, for the country's people. There is, of course, you know, the mass displacement, right? Millions. This is the biggest displacement crisis in the world. Deplorable humanitarian conditions and a real risk of famine. And of course, just the terrible violence being perpetrated against civilians. It is a troubling situation, needs to trouble the region. And I think an added layer here is, you know, real risks of a broader regional metastasization of this conflict, right? That this conflict could spread, could further draw in neighboring countries and others.
So where is the situation in Sudan heading as we go forward? Will the warring factions in Sudan, will they ever come to a negotiating table to talk? To talk about stopping this pressing, tragic matter.
You know, I think, you know, where do I see the conflict going? I think, you know, the conflict is in a kind of stalemated phase. I mean, I think it's been in that condition for some time. And I think part of the issue is that, you know, both sides have been able to, you know, cultivate sources of external support to kind of stabilize their respective military positions and have on some level kind of checkmated one another. I mean, for a time, it seemed as if the RSF would continue to make military gains, further penetrate into eastern Sudan. But it seems as the SAF is now, you know, has managed to rally and sort of stabilize its situation. And I think, again, you know, the ability of these various parties to bring in foreign backing has been a critical part of the stalemate that we've seen. So, I mean, I would.
Why does it seem there is no urgency from the international community, from the surrounding regions? There seems to be no effort being made to stop this madness.
I would expect this to continue for a period of time, but eventually. I think we are going to need to see a regional framework for addressing the Sudan crisis that brings in all of the various kind of regional interveners that are involved, to bring them together alongside with the parties, you know, perhaps with the involvement of key extra-regional actors like the United States, to have a conversation about a pause in fighting that then can lead to a more durable settlement and transition in Sudan. But I think the key thing here to emphasize is going to take regional approach, because this has become a regionalized civil war.